You are your future. Each of us creates our future one decision, one moment, one action, and thought at a time. Some people are creating futures filled with pain and loneliness, heartache, insecurity, resentment, guilt, and fear, while others are today carving out futures filled with joy, happiness, peace, love, independence, accomplishment, and security. Why will some people spend their final years in negative circumstances while others spend them in comfort, growing, sharing, learning, loving, and being loved? Here are a few thoughts to consider as you move through the decisions and actions in your present that will determine the quality of your life tomorrow and beyond. All decisions have consequences. Some of these are positive, while some are negative. Some are immediate, and many are long-term. To see yourself as a victim is to secretly wish your present circumstances would continue. We become a lot like the people we are around. Be careful whom you surround yourself with or let into your life on a regular basis. Habits, both mental and physical, are created by us, and then they recreate the new us in the future. You cannot escape the truth that each of us is responsible for our own life and its future outcomes. Blame, anger, and resentment for or toward anyone or anything other than ourselves for our circumstances is to live in the fantasy land of denial and immaturity. If you do not spend adequate time planning for and moving toward the future you desire with consistent action, to expect it to just happen the way you would desire is to spend your future days in frustration and anxiety. Living without balance in the critical areas of your life, physical and mental, family, spiritual, financial, social, and career or business, is to set yourself up for disappointment, frustration, failure, stress, and any number of negative conditions in some area of your life in the future. Clear, written, and carefully planned goals give you direction in life. Without them, your life becomes year after year of same stuff, different day, until one day you run out of time. Life is not about stuff, but relationships. Stuff gets old and breaks. Relationships contribute to who you are and who you are becoming. In life, you will constantly make trade-offs. There isn't enough time to do it all, have it all, see it all, learn it all, or become it all in 70 or 80 years. Your belief in God is what will make the rest of your life worthwhile and meaningful. Success, happiness, security, wealth, independence are not endowments, they are all earned. Share what you have learned and accumulated. You can't take any of it with you. Learn to live your life in the present, not the past or the future. The present is the only time you have, so use it wisely and carefully.